In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning September 29, 2006, this is The Rain Report, which updates Fridays both on arnewsline.org and therainreport.com. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Two American hams will be traveling some 8,000 miles shortly to Christmas Island, located some 1,200 miles south of Hawaii, on a mercy mission. One of these going is 2006 Ham of the Year Gordon West, WB6 NOA. The other is Carlton Smith, KE5 EUL. Amateur Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6 ITF, spoke with Carlton about this humanitarian mission.
Gordon and I and my son are going to an island in the Central Pacific we call Christmas Island in the Republic of Kiribati. Gordon and I are going to install single sideband marine radios at the very small hospital on Christmas Island and the three medical clinics, outlying medical clinics, and as well as in a recently donated ambulance for the people so that the nurses on this island at the various clinics can communicate with the doctor at the small hospital. About 2 years ago, my wife and I happened to visit Christmas Island and learned that they were very isolated and quite medically needy. Their central government often doesn't supply them with any medicines. There are 9,000 people living on these three isolated islands, Christmas Island, Fanning Island, and Washington Island, all within a couple hundred miles of one another. But those three islands collectively are isolated from the rest of their country. Their capital is Tarawa, which is over 2,000 miles away, and the rest of the islands are closer in to their capital of Tarawa. So these three islands are very much isolated and only visited by a government supply ship once every 3 or 4 months. We began by taking medicines and medical supplies donated by pharmaceutical companies here in the States as a personal undertaking. One thing led to another. We realized that they had no means of regular communication between the islands with the doctor on Christmas Island and only nurses on Fanning Island and Washington Island. And so with Gordon's help, we delivered and installed a radio system powered by solar for the nurses on Fanning Island to communicate with the doctor and nurses on Christmas Island. This time around, in addition to the small radios we're going to install on Christmas Island, Gordon West is also putting together a communication system for the nurse on Washington Island to communicate with the doctor and nurses on Christmas Island, and he's going to box that up with simple instructions on how to install the antenna and the solar system, and the radio will be set permanently on their Ministry of Health frequency so that it'll be easy for them to operate and reliable. We also take eyeglasses, long-distance vision glasses, reading glasses, and sunglasses. And the long-distance reading glasses, we do some basic primary eye care. We dispense long-distance reading glasses as necessary by using a device called a focometer to get a prescription for the eyes and then make the eyeglasses on site with lenses and generic frames that we have. And we also test for reading glasses, dispense those, and then we give away sunglasses too. So we do medical supplies, communications equipment, and the glasses. We'll be taking probably close to 1,000 pounds of medicines, medical supplies, communications equipment, and eyeglasses with us on this coming trip in early October.
How do you get to this place?
It's become a lot easier to get to Christmas Island. The other two islands are more difficult. Christmas Island can be reached by a plane. There is a once-a-week flight on Air Pacific from Honolulu that stops at Christmas Island on a small airstrip there and then flies on to Fiji. A week later, it does it in the opposite direction. Used to be that you'd have to get a small twin-engine plane out of Honolulu and fly down. It's 1,200 miles south of Honolulu. Christmas Island is. As far as Washington Island is concerned, the only way to reach it really is by boat, and that would be the once every 3 or 4 month government supply ship, but that's not reliable. No airstrips there. 2,000 islanders live there, very isolated. And then on Fanning Island, it's basically the same as Washington Island, except there is Norwegian Cruise Line for 5 months each year, stops there for 6 hours once every 2 weeks or twice a month. One of our trips to Fanning Island, Norwegian Cruise Lines was good enough to take me down with all of the supplies, drop me there, and then pick me up the next time they came through, which was 2 weeks later.
You spent a lot of time there then.
I've been a total of 7 or 8 times now. My goal is to be able to do it 3 or 4 times a year. The people really need the help. I appreciate it greatly, and it alleviates a lot of suffering by just taking some of these basic medicines to them and allowing the nurses to talk to doctors in emergency situations.
You're listening to an interview, Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, conducted with Carlton Smith, KE5EUL, about the Mercy Mission he and Gordon West, WB6NOA, will be in the midst of as many of you hear this report the first week in October. We'll conclude this RAIN report in a moment. This is RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, supported by Merle Heinlein, KB4NOH. See his bio at QRZ.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
How did you get Gordon involved in this?
I recognized that they needed to have some help with communications. And I, as a young boy, was a radio amateur just with a novice class license. I looked around and found that Gordon West gave classes to take your Federal Communications amateur radio license test. And so I flew out to San Diego, where he was giving some classes after having read a couple of his books, and went to his radio school there, and then took the tests to get my general license so that I would be able to work with these radios over there. And one thing led to another, and Gordon offered to help, and he's helped me by putting these radio rigs together. I can tell you on one occasion, for example, on a period where I was on Fanning Island for 2 weeks, we had a bit of a radio emergency and needed a piece of equipment, and I was able to reach him by satellite phone, and he was able to send the radio out to Norwegian Cruise Lines in Honolulu, and they dropped it off when they picked me up. So he's just been an invaluable help to me. He's a friend. He has a good heart, and he's very knowledgeable. Quite skilled, and, you know, I really need that help.
What is your long-term goal with it?
The country consists of 33 very isolated islands, small atolls, really, coral atolls, and 21 of them are populated. Now, this country is one of the poorest countries in the world. These people suffer, die prematurely, the children die early because of respiratory diseases, parasite, dysentery. I'd really like to try to put together a workable package of medical and communications aid for these people. Those 21 populated islands are spread across the Central Pacific in an area that's as wide as the continental U.S. is. It's about 3,000 miles. There's a little dot here that has several hundred people on it. There's another little dot that may have 2,000 people on it, and so on. And collectively, that makes up the country. So I'd like to be able to put a comprehensive package of help together for all of the people of Kiribati. I don't wear a flag on my shirt, but I am a typical American and I care about others. In my own way, I'd like to be able to help. And it results in a wonderful relationship with these people. They're wonderful people and they truly appreciate any help they get.
Give us some background. Who is Carlton Smith?
I'm just an average American citizen. I was in the newspaper business in Southern California for years and sold a small group of community newspapers in Southern Orange County about 20 years ago and moved to Northeast Texas, where I had always dreamt about having a piece of land and a farm. I since have sold that We've kept a home in Texas, and I want to devote more of my time to this kind of thing.
What role do you see long range for ham radio in this project of yours?
There's a world of fine people in ham radio in the United States, and these islands, not just Kiribati, but I have discovered that island life in general is very hard in the Pacific, especially the more isolated ones. And communication really is a link to the rest of the world for these people. And so many islands don't have a link to communicate with the outside world. They're not in the normal shipping channels, and there's thousands and thousands of these islands. And ham radio operators could help a great deal in doing the kinds of things that I'm doing, connecting small islands and maybe a couple of nurses that happen to be assigned to an island with a doctor who happens to be maybe 300 or 400 miles away on another island. You know, this kind of communicative help can really, really improve people's lives.
That was Carlton Smith, KE5EUL, being interviewed by Amateur Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. As many of you hear this program, Carlton and Gordon West, WB6NOA, will already be on Christmas Island. You can catch them on 20 meters at 14.265 megahertz using the call sign T32GW. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2006 Rain. All rights reserved. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK.